another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free.
Welcome back. Oh, wow, Tom Nelson, what a story, man. I mean, that Edmund Fitzgerald thing is something that, you know, if you're listening to the show, you know that story. You were probably taught it in elementary school, or you heard the song, or, you know, and it's, I want to thank, again, Tom Nelson, his book, Wrecked, the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald and how it tanked our economy. You got to get it. Tom, awesome, awesome stuff. What a surreal thing. And I want to talk about something else that's surreal that happened to me. And it's still kind of happening a little bit. I was left unsupervised on Monday night. And I was watching the horrific Packer game. And I was also reading an article that was about how the Supreme Court was striking down and keeping the rights for gay couples to be married. And it was awesome. I was reading these articles because like, man, how we've been over the last few months, there's so many bad news stories out there. And so to see people that are kicked to the curb constantly, to see their rights affirmed, that felt good. That was cool. Felt good about that. And I was reading this article and kind of riding on a high. And I, again, left unsupervised, I stumbled across the phone number for one Kim Davis. Yes, that Kim Davis. And I, against probably better judgment, at like 10 o'clock at night, I sent her a text message. And I said, hey, Kim, I need to see this clearly. Say this clearly. Your version of Christianity where the Bible is used as a weapon to justify prejudice is ugly and deeply un-American. What you've done stands against both the teachings of Jesus and the values of this country. Jesus never preached hate or exclusion, and he certainly never said anything about being gay. In America, your faith is personal. It's not a tool to force others to live by your beliefs. Come to think of it, though, Jesus did condemn hypocrisy. I shut my phone off, I went to sleep, woke up the next morning, went to work, and I totally forgot that I even sent the message. I wasn't drinking, I don't really do that much. And I looked down at my phone and I was like, oh, I got a weird text message from some 606 area. Oh my God, it's Kim Davis. She responded. She responded. Like that Kim Davis. The Rowan County clerk who was famous for doing what she did. And she responded this long, long message and took a lot of time to send this. Bible verses, she said, you're entitled to your own opinions and you're able to voice them. Talked about what makes the country a great place. Quoted the book of Romans. Talked about inclusiveness and tolerance and love is the truth and God is love. All this stuff. And she said, you know, I don't even know why I sent you this message, she said. Don't pretend to know me, she said. I stopped issuing all marriage licenses to all couples because I didn't want to discriminate against anyone. And then she ended, so please, don't pretend to know me and then judge me unrighteously. I will stand before the one and he will be my judge. And I was floored. I was floored. You talk about surreal things that I would never think I would be doing on a Tuesday. Texting with Kim Davis was not one of them. And so I was like, all right, I probably got one shot to send her a message back. And I don't want to be a jerk, you know, whatever. And I sent her a message that said, I don't question your faith, but I do take issue with the way it's being used to justify actions that hurt other people. I told her, I don't pretend to know you, but I know a lot of people like you, including some in my own family. You create God in your own image and your own likeness because the only perspectives and attractions that and experiences that seem natural are the ones that you experience yourself. I told her that in the LGBT community, there are people of every faith, every race, every background, and they deserve a government that serves them too. I said that our personal faith can guide how we treat others with compassion and integrity, but it should never dictate who the government serves and who it does not. And she did some research on me too. And this is a lesson for me. She screenshotted a post that I sent about a day before our messages. And it was an article from the New York Times that said, Supreme Court denies request to revisit same-sex marriage brought by Kim Davis. And it's in that article, it showed a picture of my brother. And this picture is actually in the Smithsonian. It's really cool. It showed a picture of my brother waving the pride flag in front of the SCOTUS building on that day, you know, many years ago when the verdict came down. And the comment on my post said, "This just in, Kim Davis sucks." And so she screenshotted that and sent it to me. Whoops. That was a lesson, by the way. If you wouldn't say something to someone's face, don't put it in on Facebook. I would not tell Kim Davis to her face that she sucks, but whatever. But I said to her, you know, the article that I shared from my post, that picture is from the New York Times, and that's my brother. Kim, I speak for him and millions of Americans that are like him. And we spent the rest of the day texting back and forth. We exchanged a handful of messages. And I do plan on putting pen to paper and talking about this, because there is such a big conversation to be had here. And I appreciate Kim taking the time to message me, because it's clear from her messages, she really did put a lot of thought into it. She talked to me about how she grew up as a Democrat and how she didn't go to church until she was 30. And, you know, and the last thing that she talked about was how her faith is like her skin and she can't take that off. And so my message back to her was, well, if your faith is like your skin and you can't take it off, can you see the hypocrisy in you discriminating against someone who is gay and they can't change that about themselves either? What a weird, wild exchange. Kim Davis. Wow. I'm going to talk about this more. I'll probably write an article about this, and you can read the full messages at some point. But man, wow. Crazy stuff. But I guess the moral of the story is, stand up for what you believe in. Always. Always fight for what is right. And hey, that's what we do on The Rational Revolution. We will see you next week. My thanks to Tom Nelson and the Civic Media Radio Network for letting me blab for an hour every week. We'll see you next week on The Rational Revolution. I got